author provides a useful explanation for the frequent infringement of laws. This and the numerous other amusing depictions of Southerners provided by themselves and by generations of visitors are usually exaggerations, but often reflect somber realities. Years of unremitting poverty spent in overcrowded suburban slums, in situations of precarious employment, ruled over by distant authority figures, have nurtured strong support networks within families and close communities, but correspondingly weaker links to state organizations. And with the family rather than government taking on the role of provider, the position of women is particularly important. Thus, the mother figure has a primary symbolic role within a sometimes shockingly macho culture. As the Neapolitans say, amore a mamma non te negana, the love of a mother is true. An offshoot of the deep-rooted suspicion of government has been to perpetuate politics for private gain and prolong the survival of the Camorra, a mafia-like organization, given added notoriety in recent times to the book Gomorra by Roberto Saviano and the subsequent film. Neapolitan society is consequently characterized by a strong sense of protectiveness, both for themselves and for their visitors. Tourists will find this expressed through constant reminders to watch one's bag and to conceal jewelry and valuables. They may also be surprised initially by the willingness of people to engage with strangers, offering advice and information freely, and often unsolicited. The exuberance and tenacity of the Southerners finds its greatest expression in their artistic creations, whether it be a heartfelt rendition of a Neapolitan song by a restaurant singer, in the Baroque architecture of their magnificent churches, or indeed the grave pleasure they take in the celebration of traditional festivals. Modern customs and ancient practices. Traditional customs and crafts, which have died out in many Western societies, not only flourish in southern Italy, but continue to provide a living for a surprising number of people. Old age festivals once celebrated in every village have mostly died out elsewhere, along with their small settled communities, in this age of globalization. Whereas in hamlets and towns around the Bay of Naples, such traditions have not only managed to survive, but continue to be celebrated with great panache. A visit to any one of the seasonal festivities that punctuate the calendar of the South provides a journey to a forgotten heritage for jaded urbanite tourists. Even food has a long tradition here. At Easter, Neapolitans still prepare the pasteria, which Lewis described in 1944 as a springtime cake made with soft grains of all kinds, removed from their husks months before ripe and cooked with orange blossom, remarking that the tradition was so old that mention was made of it by one of the Latin authors. The original pagan rite has now been subsumed within a Catholic festival, and certainly the celebration of one's saint's day is almost as important to Neapolitans as a birthday. The Presepe. The makers of nativity figures, centered around the Via San Gregorio Armeno in the Centro Storico of Naples, are the example par excellence of a group of local craftsmen keeping alive a centuries-old tradition and continue to derive a living from a skill handed down from generation to generation. Known to have existed since at least the 13th century, the craft has now become a Neapolitan institution. The makers of nativity cribs and figures are most in demand in the winter months leading up to Christmas, but they are open all year round and do a healthy trade with summer tourists. The figures are still produced using materials and methods little changed since the 17th century, modeled by hand from terracotta, and baked in brick ovens. Nowadays, some of the figures are recognizably modern, demonstrating how this traditional craft is able to keep pace with new trends. The street performer. Naples has a great tradition of street theater, and countless descriptions of the inventive and dramatic performers survive in the memoirs of Grand Tour visitors. As late as 1944, Norman Lewis remarked upon the storytellers or cantestorie who stood in front of canvas backgrounds depicting wars and chanting recitations of the deeds of Charlemagne and the paladins. On Via San Pasquale, he saw Pazzariello, whose function was to drive away evil spirits and who wore a costume dating from the Napoleonic period, including a cocked hat. The sellers of water and lemonade, or acquaiolo, beloved for 18th and 19th century travelers, were still in evidence. Lewis remarked that their equipment seemed scarcely to have changed over centuries, since they still carried around earthenware